This is RSPNB Update, episode 152, recorded Thursday, May 15th, 2008, the Party Pita Mode. Hello, everybody. RSPNB Update. Welcome to this fabulous show. Brad is here.
Woo! Brad. And,
yes, who has just spent a night outside with some friends. So, how are you doing today after that?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Fine. Yes, I'm fine.
How are your friends doing?
Yeah, they were fine.
Do they know you? Why you were coming home early to do this?
Coming home early, Shane. I wasn't out in the night. It was a few hours ago. And just for the reference, Shane thinks one of my friends is Mario, the video game character.
I never said that. That was a typo.
I think it's quite insulting, personally.
I'm not friends
with Italian.
Anyways, so we're going to do our best to get going here, cover this week's updates, even though they're not the most, spectacular. As one would expect, with a mid-month update and something that was decided by a guaranteed content poll not so long ago. So let's get started. Talk Tiz Ket Dil. That's the name of this quest, the Tizar quest.
It's a hard name to say.
I know. The language vaguely reminds me of ancient Klingon.
Oh, for the love of God, I knew we were going to make some sort of Star Trek reference then.
Oh, really?
I know you too well.
Okay. Requirements to start this quest, 40 attack, 50 construction, 43 crafting, 41 mining, 45 strength. You must be able to defeat a level 100 monster and defeat lower level monsters using magic and ranged. Let's just say this quest is not for skillers.
Why isn't it?
Well, because you have to kill a level 100 thing. And it hits like 18s, you know, on me.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why. Basically, what happens in this quest is you go into the Tizar area, and as usual, you notice some people having some problems. Basically, the problems they're having are that there's this big monster, the Boogeyman, who's in a cave and causing lots of destruction. So, being the worthy construction man you are, you offer to help fix up the caves. Rather surprising, isn't it, that you'd offer to do that, seeing as your construction level is past 70 and whatnot. But anyways, you have to pretty much. It all snowballs from here, you know. After that, you need to go talk to this Brecht guy, because you need to mine some obsidian to create pillars, like these obsidian pillars, you know. But in order to learn how to mine obsidian, you need to be taught. And as usual, with all things in RuneScape, nothing is free.
Oh, so, what's that? How much do you have to pay?
Well, you don't have to pay anything. You have to teach them how to. You have to write a play for them.
Write a play?
Yeah, write a play. Pick characters, set up the plot, you know? With these
what?
People that are. Yeah, you do. You
okay.
have to. Yeah, so. Oh, I forgot the part where you have to actually figure out the ingredients you need for the rebuilding, but in order to do that, you need to go talk to Reldo in the Varrock Library, because, as you know, Tizar is a very hot area, so any books they send to the library no doubt turned into ashes. Because they just burn up, you know?
Yes, Shane, we don't need your sound effects. That's quite all right.
Okay. So you put together the play. There's four people that you have to organize. I'm not going to go into what you have to organize. You can read Connor's quest guide on that. And then you also have to figure out what each character will do after you set up the plot. For instance, Tizar Hur is assaulted in his home. Ket Jock is playing a human named Jenny. And what?
Jenny.
Yeah, I know. And Zil is the criminal. And Mej is robbed. So, Anyways,
it's like a pretty crappy play.
Well, it let's just say it's in rehearsal stages when you finish the quest, and it's what you call a play, but it's not the best kind of play. There's better kinds of plays that you could go see with your time, so.
It's not great, but it's all right.
Yeah, exactly. The funnest part of the quest is actually killing the monsters with your crossbow and water spells, you know, because they're fire monsters, so you need to use, like, a water spell to put them out. And then there's other ones that you need to use crossbows, so yeah. Requires a bit of strategy, but overall pretty easy quest. I don't know. This kind of quest falls into the category where if you don't have to do it, don't do it. But if you're looking for some extra construction XP, why not?
Because, yeah, the XP reward is pretty decent from it, isn't it?
Yeah, 5k attack, 5k strength, 10k crafting, 15k mining, 20k construction XP, the obsidian mine, and a mine with coal, mithril, and adi in it with one quest point.
So, and the thing you kill at the end drops 1k tokol.
But who really... I don't know. I really don't have a need for that anymore. Do you?
Some people might. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just a bit concerned about with what I brought down to drink today because my water is a bit cloudy.
Perhaps somebody crushed a pill and put it in there.
No.
Yeah.
I poured it myself.
Your sister.
No,
I poured it was your sister. It was revenge for making her buy the Mac. She thought I'm going to poison her.
No, I poured it myself.
Good job, Shane's sister. Good job.
Along with this quest came the Tazar graphical update, which it's not very spectacular. You remember before it was red? Now it's orange.
Yes. I saw some screenshots. All they've basically done is they've made it slightly more easy on the eye. But
yeah, I actually do agree that it's easier on the eyes.
Yeah, it's orange. It's slightly. It's not as striking as red, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So overall, I'd have to give this quest a 3 out of 5, and the update that goes with it. Also, we got the Party Peak graphical update, which is rather interesting. If you take a look at this picture that PFK99's graciously provided.
I mean, what? You think? They said, right? We have to redesign Party Peak because of the guarantee content poll, and they give him an afro. Like these, like, someone looks like the pants MC Hammer wore.
Who's
in
that?
The Hammer Time? Oh God, you've got to watch this. Look, okay, I think you'll agree with me. Just when you see this video, I bet the majority of people know what I'm talking about when I say MC Hammer. Just watch. Just have a look at the pants this guy's got on. It is the same type of pants but a different color.
Which guy?
Hey, you see the sort of like, and the pants the guy's got on, not the teeth. Do you see? It's sort of big and baggy.
Oh. Okay, that's interesting.
See, that's the same sort of pant.
Maybe that's what they're going for. I think.
Can't touch this. But why did they give him an afro? He looks like a dick. If it wasn't for the afro, it'd be fine. The afro ruins it.
I want some of those pants.
Shane wants to be like MC Hammer. Shane time. Dun, 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 dun. Star Trek time. Dun, 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 dun. Can't touch this.
It's just such a funny emote, the way this guy does and the way that dances around and everything.
How long do you reckon it's going to be before and they bring out a Party Pete emote? So you can dance like Party Pete.
It's just so funny. Oh, my. Wow. Okay. Party Pete emote. That's a good emote. Hopefully we can get that one day. Anyway, so I just think that's just rather funny.
Yeah,
so
it is.
You going to sing for us now?
No.
Oh, too bad. Well... I don't know. We'll post the picture in the notes and you guys can take a look at this if you've not seen it.
It sort of looks like he's doing the MC Hammer dance slightly.
Yeah, you know, Jagex always does manage to pull things in from other sources, you know? So I wouldn't
copied it
out.
Basically.
Yeah. Good for them.
Good for them, yeah. Good.
Oh, and one little tweak this week. In high detail, you can now click on a building with a roof, and you will now enter it. Remember there was a poll about that a while ago, why people don't play in high detail? And that the reason was because...
At least would annoy me.
Because you could click in, and it wouldn't go in. So, good. Now you can play on high detail.
Woo!
Yes. Anyways, we don't have a new poll this week, so we're just going to go straight into questions. First is an audio question from Schwa 9.
Would you give a non-vital organ, such as a kidney, to the other if they needed one to survive?
Interesting. Would you?
I assume they mean, would I give you a kidney?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Yeah, of course I would. If it's, I honestly wouldn't have a problem giving any non-vital organ to anybody I knew, unless I really didn't like them and wanted them to die. I'd have no problem with that. Yeah, sure, have it. You know, have a kidney, take a lung if you need one, you know. Anything else you need from there, just take it, it's cool.
An eye.
No, you can't have my eyes. I need my eyes to see.
I don't know.
Seriously, I would not have a problem with that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'd give one to you. I'd give one to Mike. Shane. I'd give one to someone on the staff.
I want your hands.
Member.
Can I have your hands, Shane?
No.
What about...
I need those.
Ooh, I'm sure you do. I can't think of anything else I want. No, not really.
You want my brain?
No, I'm happy with my brain.
Okay. Yeah, I would. Sure. Why not?
I want courage. But give me courage, Doctor.
But what's the chance that we'd be compatible?
Zero.
Yeah, probably, eh?
Yeah. I think I'd tell you that, Shane, if they said, so are you sure and you want to donate your kidney to him? I'd go, sorry, Shane, I'm not compatible. Sorry, you're going to have to die. Okay, bye. I'm cold-hearted.
Thank you, Schwa. Excellent question. Next one, Brad.
Do you think any of your friends let RuneScape affect their real lives? That question is from Marco995. Yes, Shane. There we go.
No.
No, I don't... I think
of course
every,
not. Oops.
I just turn your in MSN sounds off. You get that every week, you stupid piece of... There you go, I bleeped it myself. Right. I think at one time or another, everybody lets a game get the better of them.
I don't.
But runes... Yes, Shane, there must have been some time... It could have been a little Star Trek game that you just couldn't stop playing.
No.
Okay, Shane's got to be different.
I was never one of those people who could... sit down and play a game for hours and hours on end.
I can't either because it bores me. I get bored too quickly.
Well, that's good. Like, never.
I think some people, yes.
Some people who were ex-staff members.
Yeah, certainly. That's because they lack self-control, but that's not the question.
No, I'd have to say no. Not what I know personally, let's say. But I'm sure there's the occasional peers and whatnot, people who are so wound up in running this little game so that they can max out their peer and try and beat everyone in Bounty Hunter. I'm sure there's those kind of people who are the ones who are let the game get the better of them, you know? Not what I know personally.
No, same here, actually.
Thank you, Marco.
Shane and Brad. Okay, I'll do the next question. Shane and Brad, what are your summer plans? That question is from Sir Wood, 13.
You first.
I don't usually make huge plans for summer. I know for some people it's like a really big thing, like, whoa, plans for summer. But me, at the moment, what's planned, I'm going on holiday with some friends at the end of June, beginning of July. Then I'm going away with family for another week. No, actually, I'm going away with friends for 2 weeks, so I won't be around for 2 weeks of the show. That's the beginning of June, end of July. No, yeah, end of June, beginning of July. And I'm going away with family late in August. And I don't know, probably plenty of stuff planned at short notice in between, but... Nothing, I know, like, everyone... You know, some people get really excited, like, oh my God, summer's here. I'm not one of those people. I don't like summer a great deal.
Yeah, I know. Too hot.
It was really hot here the other day. Anyway, yeah, you go, Shane.
Normally we take a little trip, a week trip, family. somewhere. Aside from that, nothing really much. Bettering RSP and V, pretty much, that kind of thing. But yeah, we'll have to work that schedule out. So you say you're gone at the end of June to the first week of July? Something like that? End of June, beginning of July?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just gone for 2 weeks around that time.
Well, get me the dates and we'll work that out. Because I think the way that ball bounces then is you'll miss 2 weeks at the end of June. You'll miss the 1 week and then the other week, and then we'll have 1 week together doing the show again, and then I'll be gone, and then you and Mike can record the show, and then you'll be gone.
It's fun when me and Mike do it. That was the best show ever.
Yeah, for the summer, it had the best downloads.
Woo!
I don't know. Get me the dates after. Then we'll put
do
them
that
on the calendar. Okay, thank you, Sir Vud 13. Shane, you put your post up about the Star Trek movie, and you said that you would post your picture if it lasted until the 25th and give it to the most posted poster. Are you serious about that from Kirby?
No, he is not serious about it. He will never post it. He will never. He won't even show it to the staff. So what makes you think he's going to show it to, you know, any of you normies, right? You have no hope in hell.
You never know.
Even the staff. The staff have no
you
hope
never
in
know.
Hell. Huh?
You never know.
He'll never show us. He will never show us.
You never know, Kirby. Just keep an open mind and we'll see what happens on the 25th of December. Or no, wait. No. It has to go until May of next year, because the movie was pushed back until May 2009 because of the writer's strike.
Oh, for the love of God. Do you know what I think is going to happen?
What?
I think if it ever does come to, like, you know, if it's next May and by whatever miracle that topic is still up, Shane will just delete it. That's how Shane rolls.
You never know. I probably will. But maybe not. We'll see. Probably. Thank you, Kirby. Shane and Brad, what's your favorite thing to do from Charger 0100? Or Changer 0100, I mean.
What is your favorite thing to do? What sort of question is that?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, did he mean like favorite pastime? Or
I have no idea. I really don't really care about what I end up doing.
I don't think I can answer that on this show. You know, because a lot of kids listen to this show.
What?
It's not really appropriate, is it? It's a very weird question. I mean, as hobbies, I don't know. I like to spend... Actually, since I've got a car, I actually like to spend a lot of time just driving around. But the trouble is, petrol's quite expensive, so it's rather
an expensive car. Counterintuitive.
Yeah, I know. But it's fun, because, I mean, like, ooh, we've got a car. I can drive around now.
That's very interesting. For me, I don't know. I really... shooting people? In my shooting games? Yeah, there we go. That's pretty much all I can say. Call of Duty, Counter-Strike, you know?
Call of Duty, it's a crap game.
Why? You never even played it.
No, it's a crap game because I've never played it. I'm sorry.
Get it.
You get it.
You. So, you don't want to say anything else about what's your favorite thing?
No, I don't think that's appropriate for this show.
Okay. Thank you, Charger. Or Changer, I don't know why I keep calling you Charger. Next question, Brad.
Changer. Your name is Changer. We shall forever refer to you as Changer, right. Imagine you, an amateur hypnotist. You find yourself in a dark room with Mr. Andrew Gower. God, I'd kick him in the nuts, right? Amateur, you can only persuade him to do one thing. What would this be? That question is from QWERTY.
More Star Trek quests.
I would persuade him. That's a really lame one. I persuade him to give me all his money. See, there we go. Everyone's happy.
I don't think so.
He would.
You wouldn't
so do
want
that.
Another sequel to Enlightened Journey?
Oh, sorry, Shane. Would I rather have lots of money or a sequel to a stupid quest? That's not even a difficult question.
Well, we have to be realistic here. I assumed what would you rather make him do on RS?
No, they said you could persuade him to do one thing, and I would want all his money.
Okay, but if you had to persuade him to do one thing on RS?
Close it down.
in our ass, not to it.
I would want him to put Party Pete's hair back to normal. It's
okay.
Just not cool.
Yeah, addition to farming. Or more quests. There we go.
Love.
What? Anyways, next one.
Okay, next question. How many girls have you kissed in your life? That question is from Level 3 Hunter FTW. Now, Shane and I were discussing this question earlier.
Last night, actually.
Last night, well, it was earlier for me, Shane. And we were wondering whether it meant, you know, kissed, because I said to Shane, I know a lot of girls who are friends, who just, you know, like if you say goodbye or say hello, they kiss you on the cheek or something like that. Does that count? Because if it does, mine's probably very high. But if we're saying purely romantically, then I would, let me, I'm actually going to count these again on my fingers.
And we wait, and we wait.
Eight.
Really?
I said seven this morning, didn't I? I thought of one more.
Different ones?
No, Shane, all the same, eight times. Of course, eight different ones, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, it isn't like some stupid number. It isn't like I said, like, 77 and a half.
How do you get a half?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I don't know why I said that. It was rather stupid, wasn't it?
So Brad says 8 and I say 0.
Not even your mother doesn't. No, she doesn't count. We were at that hour.
No, of course not. Thank you, Hunter. What's the best computer game you ever played and why do you like it so much? Also, what do you think the most popular and well-known game is worldwide from Ryan?
The best computer game I've ever played. Does he, I assume, despite the fact he says computer game, he means, you know, it could be on a console as well.
Yeah, I'd assume so.
I'd say probably say World of Warcraft.
Okay.
But as most popular, he asked, why do you like it so much? I don't know. It's just, it's like, I think it's
addictive.
In many ways. No, it's in many ways, it is the ultimate MMORPG. There's just so much to do. It's 3D graphics.
It hypnotizes you.
Shut up, it's good.
And you can follow boats.
Yeah, which Shane did. Shane sucks. Anyway, and the most well-known game worldwide, I'd probably say it's got to be Grand Theft Auto games, because they actually get a lot of press with the, like, you know, play Grand Theft Auto and you're, you know, teaching your children how to be murderers. I mean, you know, I know people who, you know, don't know anything, not the word I was going to say, who don't know anything about video games, but they know what Grand Theft Auto is. If you say, you know, so I'd just say Grand Theft Auto purely for the fact it's on the news a lot. But okay. It was around the release. What about you, Shane? What are your answers?
Best game I've ever played. It's a toss-up between Tribes 2 and
that's
old.
A crap game.
It's an old classic.
It's addictive. It hypnotizes you. It's addictive. It hypnotizes you.
It's an old classic from the early 2000s. If not late 90s. That and Star Trek Armada 2. It's the best RTS I ever played. Basically, why they're so good, I don't know. I'd have to go Tribes 2 is practically my first-person shooter, and there's just so much you can do in it that you can't do in modern games, you know? Like, for instance, there was deployable turrets. You could change the barrel on turrets. You could fly vehicles. You could go first-person shooter. You could go bombing. You could take a huge load of people to go raid the base, you know? So
that's boring.
It was great fun. I have lots of videos on that. I'll post
it. It sounds like a horribly terrible game.
It was very good. I'm going to post a link in the notes to my videos, to my video on this.
Nobody wants to see your damn videos.
Sure they do. People like
watching. I speak for everybody.
No.
The group has elected me to tell you they don't want to watch your videos.
Okay. And for Star Trek Armada 2, you know, you can't go wrong with Star Trek.
But you have to pick one.
I'm picking two.
No, you have to pick one.
No, I'm picking two. Next part.
You have to pick one.
The most popular, well-known game worldwide. I'd put it into a top three between Grand Theft Auto, as you said, World of Warcraft, and the Halo series.
Woo! World of Warcraft. Woo!
I'd put those three in the top. Thank you, Ryan.
World of Warcraft.
Woo! Ryan is one of our gaming writers on RSBNB Informer, informer.rsbnb.com. He's working on the GTA review, actually.
That better be good.
Oh, and we're short on questions this week, so this is the last one. Hi. How many downloads do you have each week? And don't say you don't know, Shane.
70 billion.
No, I do know, but that's really just not a number for the public to know, is it?
Why isn't it? I don't see why you can't
tell. I just don't want to give an exact number.
It's not like the number's embarrassing, you know?
I mean, I'm just going to give a ballpark answer. How's that? You happy with that?
Give him a ballpark answer.
1,200 plus a week.
1,200 plus a week. Woo, we rock.
Sometimes it's more.
Woot, woot.
That's an average. 1,200 plus.
You're an average.
And for everyone on the update, do you own an iPod? And if so, what model? BHH 2000. I don't own one.
I own an iPod. I own a 40 gig. I think it's 40 gig. I can't remember the capacity.
Like a classic.
40 gig iPod video. But okay. I don't use it that much anymore.
So that's an old one.
Yeah, old.
I don't own one. If I was to get one, it'd be an iPod Touch, and I'd probably only use it once or twice a year, so what's the point, you know?
Yeah, a waste of money.
See,
you probably just crappy Star Trek DVDs on there anyway. It'd be a waste of an iPod.
See, I want a little personal player that I can take when I go away, but if I'm only going to use it when I go away, what's the point? $300?
You should con your sister into buying one for herself and steal it when you need.
Yeah, we didn't have many questions this week because you guys did not read the FAQ before you posted, so I wasn't able to use a few of them.
Didn't read the FAQ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so next week, I don't know, try and be more original with your questions. Don't ask would-you-rather questions. I find those rather annoying.
More questions about our love lives are both greatly appreciated. Honestly, if you want to know any of that stuff, just go ahead, man, you know. Actually, I'm kidding, but whatever. And people are still probably sending those questions.
Yeah, now that you've said eight, they're going to want to know what else you've been doing.
No, they won't, because they're all like 12 and 13. They don't even know about that, Shane.
Yeah, they do.
They aren't even aware it exists.
Sure they are.
Perhaps I'm underjudging them. Underestimating what I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm sure you knew when you were 12.
Yeah, I did, actually, but then I was a very dirty 12-year-old, so whatever. Because I spoke with this voice, Shane.
Okay, thank you. That's all we got today in questions, sadly.
I need to stop doing this or it's going to become strangely addictive. When Dad comes home, I'm going to go, "Hello, Father." He's going to wonder what the hell I've been doing. He might be home, actually. Oh, shit. What
Oh, my. Well, where are we? Oh, right. We're done tech questions. Now we're on to tech news.
And keep up, Shane.
Microsoft warns IE7 lock-in with Windows XP Service Pack 3. Microsoft has warned users updating to Service Pack 3 that they won't be able to downgrade from Internet Explorer 7 to the older IE6 without uninstalling the Service Pack. The warning first appeared in a post Monday to a company blog written by the Internet Explorer development team. Microsoft released SP3 as an optional download this past Tuesday. So basically what this means is that if you were to upgrade to IE7 and then put Service Pack 3 on, you would not be able to go back to IE6 afterwards, which is
once
good.
Once you go IE7, SP3, you never go back.
Which, is good because, you know, IE7 was released over a year ago, and compared to IE6, IE6 is just a terrible browser compared to IE7. So I do have to say that everybody, if you're still using IE6... I'm talking to the general listener base of the show. If you're using IE6 and you're on your computer right now, go to Microsoft and search for Internet Explorer 7 in Google, and you'll be able to get a direct download, hit I am feeling lucky, and you'll get the page to download it.
But I'm not feeling lucky. I shouldn't click it if I'm not feeling lucky, right? Because that would just be wrong.
Well, that's right. Here we go.
But I'm not feeling lucky, so I shouldn't click it, right?
Eh, you should. Anyways, I'll have a link. I'll have a link in the notes to download it if you don't have it. But Yes, you must get IE7 if you're still on IE6. Cause
that's going to be one of the most boring pieces of technology we've had in a while.
But I just want to push IE7, you know? It's just so much better than IE6. And if you did not have Firefox, I would have no problem using IE6. I mean 7 as a browser. So, I don't know. That's all I got to say about this one. Unless you have something else to say.
No, I have nothing else to say.
Okay. So upgrade to IE7 or better yet, get Firefox. Researchers written in English language will weather the lol storm. Lol. Anyways, this is about the huge LOLs and whatnot that you see kids using on the internet.
Wait a minute. Concerned parents and distinguished internet elite disgusted, not distinguished, disgusted internet elitists often criticize teenagers for their use of abbreviated speech and shorthand online, frequently arguing that it is ruining their language skills. It turns out that's not the case, however, according to new research from the University of Toronto. Well, it's a Canadian university. We should discredit it immediately. To be published in the spring 2008 issue of American Speech. That's actually a magazine. In fact, not only is IM Speak not to train English language skills, it's actually been characterized as an expansive new linguistics renaissance. No, it's retarded. Because I've spoken to people on voice chat, and they've actually said lol out loud, and I've said to them, you're a retard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have no problems. Well, it's people I know, obviously. I don't just say that to random strangers.
Okay.
Well, I really say that to random strangers. I think it sounds stupid. I mean,
Ruffle.
I say I use the laughing ones now and then, and I use, you know, never mind, NMV, be right back. But I would never, ever translate them into using them in real life. I would never say, you know, BRB to somebody in real life. It's just, it wouldn't happen, and it sounds retarded.
I know.
If you want to make yourself sound like a special needs kid, I want everybody with half a brain cell to point at you and go, ah, you're a retard, don't do it.
You mean do it?
Don't do it.
And then it says, an example they give is teens are more likely to say, she was like, oh no, you didn't, when speaking to one another. But, right, she said, oh yes, I did, when using I am. And then I was like, nah. So they're saying that it's teaching a bit, it's teaching better grammar.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, that's that. I found this an interesting story that it's actually not causing problems for the most part.
Yeah, I doubt that. I mean, you know, it's like they say, you know, violent video games can be cathartic.
Yeah, right, you know?
But you've got to sort of think, you know,
it depends on the person.
I'm not saying that violent video games turn everybody into serial killers, but if people are slightly on the edge and they run about in a game killing people, it raises questions. But I can't see how... I can't see it myself, but whatever.
Would you go do what you did in Grand Theft Auto out on the streets?
No, but I'm saying some people, not everybody is, actually, no, I can't really say that because I don't think I'm that. I was going to say not everybody's, you know, all there upstairs, but I don't think I'm all there upstairs. I mean, some people are more, they have very violent personalities and things like that, more likely to, I really don't know though, but. It's a stupid comparison because I would say I think violent video games are cathartic more than that's true about when you know elite speak or whatever. But I can't see how it can be good for your grammar. I can't.
I think it is actually.
Hi though.
Well, you know it's just people tend online. I think tend to write the way they would talk rather than. If they can talk with proper grammar rules, they'll write with proper grammar rules, you know?
The majority of the time now, though, I'd say I probably speak, well, not to as many people, but I spend as much time speaking to people over Skype, Ventrilo, TeamSpeak, those sort of programs, as I do typing on MSN. I prefer it. Talking is much easier. It's a much faster pace. But
also, this article went in to mention that... Damn it, I forgot what I was going to say.
Never mind, it's gone to rants.
Basically, it's nothing to worry about.
I'm not sure. Okay, do you want the first rant or the second rant?
I want the second one.
Okay. In case you haven't figured it out yet, this is a rant about smithing, or more accurately, how it hasn't had a big update in a while. Well, most of the skills haven't had a big update in a while. By now, some of you are thinking... But knight, you can make full room with 99 smithing, or they can make a dragonfire shield and godsword. I'll admit, being able to make full room dragonfire shields and godswords for free would be nice, but you can get almost, if not all, rune items for free from either treasure trails or certain monster drops as an alternative. But what about draconic visage, you ask? Simple. Just go over to Azaic in Edgeville if you don't have the smithing level to attach it. Crossbows. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Romulus, but aren't there shops that sell crossbow parts made in smithing? Magpie Implings also drop parts for the rune crossbow. Nails. Useless past a certain construction level once the quest that need them for whatever reason are done. You obviously won't need them anymore unless you happen to be a recreational Zogre hunter who uses the Ogre Composite Bow, and even then it's not required to kill them. Pickaxes, I'm only covering these because people keep posting about them. This is written before they were made smithable. Can be bought from shops. Yes, they were an update to smithing, but it didn't add any unique items to the skill. Hasters, pretty much as useful as normal spears stat-wise. God swords. Raw materials from it come from high-level monsters, and there's no NPC that I'm aware of that makes it full use. That's about the only good update they've had in a while. But it wasn't exactly what would be called big update for smithers. Does anybody see the problem here? If you answered yes, then have a cookie. If you answered no, read on. I think this guy's an idiot because he's actually – what he's doing is listing the updates smithing has had, and all he's basically saying is, no, that update wasn't good enough. It wasn't what I wanted. I would say smithing has had more updates than other skills recently.
Yeah, I'd agree with that too.
But so this guy's just, he doesn't have exactly what he wants, so he's bitching about it, which I think is stupid.
Well, you gotta have a point that what use is smithing now besides the godsword?
Yeah, I think his rant would have been better if he'd, you know, gone from the argument of, you know, what use is it rather than it's had no updates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of the skills, though, like we discussed, there was a rant we had, the really long rant we had when Mike was on.
That was last week.
Yeah, it's easier, which basically said it's easier to go out and, you know, to make money than it is worthwhile to make it yourself. It's easier to make money and buy it than it is to raise a skill and buy it yourself. So there really is very little incentive to very little incentive to actually raise the skills yourself to that high level when it's just as easy to obtain the is easier to obtain the items. Easier to obtain the items. This is so incoherent. I think everyone knows what I'm trying to say. It's basically, it's, you know, let's say, for example, you want, I don't know, let's say you want a full rune, you know. It's really much easier making the money and buying it than getting 99 smithing, smithing the rune, smithing it yourself. Skills have become more of a novelty than real use.
Exactly.
All you really need is a skill to make money with, and you're set. You can buy everything else.
Mm-hmm. Which is really quite sad in this day and age, you know?
Yeah, I just...
yeah. I don't know. You know, you go, you have, I don't know what it is, at least 60k, go to the Grand Exchange, say you want a box of rune armor, and you got it instantly.
Or, you know, any of the Barrow sets, anything like that.
Yeah, and they're pretty cheap now, so... Eh, I don't know. It's just the state of the game, and I don't think there's really anything we can do about it.
Yeah, Jagex really need to make more incentives to train the skills. Like maybe untradeable items you can use that can only be made using certain skills, so you have an incentive to get it to a certain level.
Exactly.
Yeah, because without, I know you're going to be really pissed off I'm going to mention this, but in World of Warcraft, there are certain items that that, you know, people with specific skills make which cannot be traded. So the only way to obtain the item is to get the skill level needed for it. I think RuneScape should have more items like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Are we done with this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I've been playing since 2005, something like that. 2005, I was getting used to the game. I like 2006 a lot, a very fun year. 2007, just the opposite. I don't have any idea who got fired, hired, trained poorly, made bad calls or what, but by the end of 2000 I was so disillusioned by Jagex having me, you, and everyone who pays for the game beta test for them poor game updates, which went through several revisions. Poor quests, some are literally 15-minute diversions or annoying 4 hours of the same log balancing, and the incorporation of the horribly bad GE, which changes prices daily often. Locking items in price, limbo, which in January 2008 saw the trade limit, I decided to let my membership expire. I've been online checking up on the game since that time. I knew that the final stage release of Summoning was a beta version and would need to be amended, but I couldn't warn you. So I sat quietly in non-member silence when they updated. I decided to see if all the changes they made this year might be worth the price of membership. I enjoy this new skill. It allowed me to achieve level 124, so I can left-click Abyssals. That's about all it does for me after working on it for a month and was supposed to be so hard to level, yet a good friend of mine already had 99. Congrats! So do many others. Apparently, that was a beta thought also. In any event, I'd like to say that Jagex has not fixed the in-game content, which annoys me so much. Why do you ask? It is the let's use paying players as beta testers feature. This is what I hate. This is what Jagex has been doing since early 2007. This is what needs to change before you get another 650 from me. 2006 quests, how many were changed? 1 to 2, maybe? 2007, all of them. 2008, most of them. In truth, in 2008, you're still trying to correct 2007 snafus. Until then, goodbye, Jagex. I will see you on the free-to-play servers only.
I think people who bitch about this sort of thing, if Jagex did that and they didn't release updates as often, say only maybe once a month, and they then tested them much more rigorously, people would moan about not having updates as frequently.
See, this is the trap people got caught in. You remember in 2006, I guess, 2005? That's when all the quests were coming out. We went from, like, 100 quest points up to 200 in that one in a bit year, you know? Right? But now, in almost a year, we've gotten barely 10 quest points. I had 250 in September, now I have 259. I don't know how many months later. 10 months later, I guess? No, 8 months? I don't know. But anyways, that's the thing. We got caught in this trap where people, there were their quests every week coming out. You remember that?
Yeah, there was a big...
That's the trap we got caught in because people got used to that and now they expect that same trend to continue. But if you've noticed now, there have been less quests released and more game updates per se instead of quests. So people... Going back to a monthly release cycle would work, but then people would complain because they want the old quest release schedule back.
Yeah, and because they want lots of updates, you know, frequently.
The thing is, a quest is easy to make, right? But a change, bigger change to a skill or something is not easy to make.
I'm sure most people anyway would rather have a buggy update every week than have a clean update once a month.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, but the majority of the Irish population, Shane.
Well, yeah, I guess if you're considering all the people who can't really hold themselves together and have to get an update every week, you know?
Exactly. So,
anyways, with that.
I remember if there was like weeks Jagex didn't have an update, there always used to be rants on the rants forum like, you know, why didn't we get an update this week? People...
Yeah. Well, you know, they could just reboot the servers every week and say they did maintenance.
They should just announce really small changes and, you know, not actually do anything to see if people believe it.
I know, that's what I'd do.
People anyway, probably so. Find it.
Anyway, okay, on to some other things.
On to bigger and better things.
Yes, last chance for Informer Tech Writer applications. We extended it a week, seeing as we only got one application so far. So, if you're interested, apply. Read the forum topic. Links in the notes. God Wars event this weekend. You coming? It's on Sunday.
9.
Okay.
I'll be away. I will be
right.
Here.
We're going to Bandos. So cool. That should be interesting. I didn't die last time at Bandos, so that should be good. Once again, check the link in the notes. Oh, yes. We have some new signatures on RSBNB, don't we?
Woo! Signatures.
What do you think of them?
Better than, I mean, good.
So take a look at the RSBNB competition signatures. What you want to do is go to rsbnb.com, mouse over signatures, and choose competition signatures. You can set one up with two characters, different skills, and to your current XP and your goal XP. So, for instance, right here, we go to the rsbnb.com, choose competition signatures, and then once you're there, you enter in the player names, choose the skill for each one, and off we go. So let's say, let's just put player one, Shan12088, Magic to 99. What's your favorite color?
Pink. No, okay. Red.
Okay. And Brad Woodward, fishing. Where's fishing on the list?
Fishing isn't on the list. Major bug.
It is on the list. It's just hard to see.
Shane, it's not on the list. Shane has failed.
And you want pink? Okay.
I like pink. No, I don't.
Okay.
Red. I want red. Shane, I want red.
Okay.
Red for blood.
Red. You want to be a girl or a boy?
I want to be a boy.
Okay. Okay. That'll be me. And Brad wants to be a boy. Here we go.
Shane wants to be a girl.
No.
Because he is a girl.
So here's the signature. And you're winning right now.
That's because I just win at everything.
You like that?
Why did you make me the one with the horrible purple thing on? I hate you.
So check them out. Check them out.
Wow, only 2.61 million left. Well, XP left, I mean.
To 99 fishing.
I'll pay some Chinese man to get that for me. No, I won't. I was kidding. I don't endorse that sort of thing.
Okay, listener survey. Complete our survey. It'll help us determine which direction we're going for the show and show website. You can find it at update.rsbnb.com/survey.
Everyone should vote more Brad. We want more Brad.
The questions where you can say what you want more of, if you say more Brad, that will make your survey null and void.
No, it won't. He's lying. More Brad. He's lying, everybody. Everybody knows when you lie, Shane, because you're bad at it.
Also, if you want to come on the show, this is your chance. Spring picture contest. You PM your interest to me and Brad on the forums. You can go to the show website, update.rsbnb.com, and we have a link in the notes as to what you have to do and the rules and whatnot. So that closes the last week of May. Show winners will be announced on the last show in May, so that'd be on the 29th, and you'll hear it on the 30th. So keep them coming in.
Keep them coming in, y'all.
A little reminder that you can keep in the loop by visiting the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. You can also check out RSBNB Informer Weekly, which has weekly articles. A new one is up about a review of an Xbox 360 game called The Darkness. We'll have a Grand Theft Auto review in 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from Wednesday, this past Wednesday. So
bloody better.
That would be the 28th. So there we go. Yeah, so what have we been up to? What have you been up to? Besides hanging out with Mario.
Nothing much.
Nothing much?
I always answer the question the same way. Nothing much.
Going okay.
Just usual crap, really. Going out with friends, you know, that stuff.
Okay. Me, I've been working on some RSBNB things. Been playing some RS, for instance. If you want to see what I've been up to, go to runewire.com/Shane. You can see everything there from what I've been doing. A fancy clue reward I got, 85 herb lore. Yeah, did you see this clue? Look at it. It's not the one from last week, it's the one after. Just take a look at it.
Runewire slow again.
Yeah, the site seems to be a bit slow right now. But just take a look at that reward.
So you can't complain after you got that 19 million clue the other day.
20 million.
20 million, what to see? Exactly, you can't complain.
I know, but just look at that reward. It's funny. Look at it. It's like 114 rude nails.
It's karma, considering you got such a good update. Now it's rubbish.
Well, I think that's it for today. Are we done, or you have anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, we are done.
Okay, with that said, RSBNB update 152 is done. See you, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. I shall see you next week.